Thank you, Madam Chairperson. Let me start with thanking Finland for its strong and consistent support to UNHCR's activities, for consistently also allocating a substantive portion of the contribution in an unearmarked fashion according to grand bargain commitments. And also thank you for flagging your important experience in, or pilot experience at least, in integration work, something that I think will be of great importance to all of us as we move on. And I'd also like to thank Latvia for its statement and for having confirmed its commitment to sharing the responsibility through important programs like relocation and resettlement. This is very much appreciated, and we continue to encourage you to do even more in these important areas. Moving to Latin America, I would like to flag the very important points made by made in the statement of Peru on the characteristic of the Global Compact. Please read the fourth paragraph of their statement, which is a very clear enumeration of the fundamental principles of what the Global Compact should be. And I would take this opportunity to thank Peru also for hosting Venezuelans and providing them with protection and stay permits. And in the region, I'd like to really underline the importance of what Honduras has done and is doing to reduce violence. I saw this myself, as was mentioned in the visit that I paid to Tegucigalpa in August. And it is a big challenge, but the government is fully committed to address this problem, which is at the origin of displacement. It is highly symbolic, I think, that the conference, as was mentioned several times in the last 2 days, the conference that will launch the regional framework for protection and solutions will take place in San Pedro Sula in Honduras in a couple of weeks. I will participate in that conference, and I would like to invite all states that are going to participate in that conference to fully engage in the discussions that will take place and in the follow-up in putting in place the framework, which will be extremely important. But thanks once again to Honduras for having confirmed its initiative to host the conference. Je passe à la déclaration du Maroc. Je remercie le Maroc pour les observations très très profondes et très bien articulées sur les défis auxquels nous devons faire face concernant le déplacement forcé des populations. Merci également au Maroc pour avoir porté son attention sur d'autres crises et avoir contribué à la réponse humanitaire dans d'autres situations. Quant à la question de l'enregistrement à Tindouf, nous sommes en train de l'examiner à niveau technique, en coordination également avec l'Algérie, qui est le pays hôte de ces réfugiés. I also want to thank Egypt for its very thoughtful statement, recognize the role of Egypt in as one of the host countries of Syrian refugees and also of many other refugees and migrants crossing the countries or coming into the countries from different parts of Africa. This is something that perhaps is not always recognized, but I'd like to do it once again. I liked the statement made that as we move into new approaches, we need to change our vision of what shared responsibility means. This is true for all of us, not only UNHCR, but also host countries, donor countries, and other partners. I will welcome efforts of Eritrea that were explained in the statement to address the root causes of displacement from the country in order to further reduce and prevent that displacement. And I particularly welcome the statement made by Eritrea about the renewed dialogue with UNHCR, which we are fully engaged in with a view to continue to cooperate. Et finalement, je voudrais louer l'engagement de la Mauritanie, surtout dans l'accueil des réfugiés maliens, et souligner l'importance de la déclaration qui a été faite par le représentant de la Mauritanie concernant la pression à laquelle est soumise l'aide alimentaire, non seulement en Mauritanie, mais dans toute l'Afrique. C'est une question importante. Je remercie la Mauritanie pour l'avoir soulevée. Je voudrais vous assurer qu'avec le programme alimentaire mondial, avec le PAM, le WFP, nous continuons à travailler sur cette question fondamentale dans l'assistance des réfugiés. Je conclue, j'en profite pour vous souhaiter une bonne soirée et à demain.